a Yiddish evocation. The Rambam writes that taking care of one's health is part of serving Hashem, for when a person is not well, he is unable to serve Him properly. Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid advises a person who is stressed to take a walk so that he can then return to his learning. Indeed, the Medrash relates that David HaMelech would take walks in order to clear his mind and then learn further. The Gemara relates that when Reb Zeira felt weak and could not concentrate, he would relax near the entrance of the yeshiva of Reb Nosson Bar Tuvia, so that when the Chachamim passed by, he would be able to rise in their honor. Reb Yehuda HaNasi was so wealthy that he always had unique produce served at his table, even when it was out of season. Nevertheless, the Gemara relates that before his passing, he raised his hands and declared, "I did not have any pleasure at all." The Shaloh HaKodesh explains that although Rebbe ate these delicacies, he did so only in order to be strong and healthy for Avodas Hashem. The Rebbe says that similarly, a person should take breaks for the sake of his health so that he will be able to serve Hashem. For this reason too, when children are allowed to play, this too is Kedusha. For in the case of Yidden, a holy nation, their body too is Kadosh. In response to many people who notified the Rebbe of their vacation plans for rest, the Rebbe gave a bracha that it should bring about the desired result, strengthening the body. As the Rebbe Rashab expressed it, "How precious is the Yiddish body for which so much Torah was given. At the same time, care must be taken that one does not arrive at a situation in which the strength of the body weakens the neshama." Medr Shmuel writes that because physical desires are stronger in the summer, we learn Pirkei Avos particularly at that time, in order to reinforce our proper conduct. The Gemara tells that one of the greatest Chachamim, Rebbe Elazar ben Aruch, traveled to distant lands and partook of the pleasures there, drinking the wine and bathing in the springs. As a result, he forgot what he had learned, and when he returned to the Beis Medrash and was called to the Torah, instead of reading HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, he mistakenly read HaChodesh Hayah Libam. The Rebbe Maharash explains the significance of these words, which literally mean their heart grew deaf. They imply that the heart was stopped up. It became insensitive to Ruchnius, as a result of the pleasures of which he had partaken. Addressing the Bachrim who would be speaking in various shuls, the Rebbe instructed them to speak about the Avoida of the summer months. At that time, when nature blooms, one must be careful not to be overly drawn into physical pleasures, for he can be affected as Rabbi Elazar was. True, one must take care of his body, since this too is part of serving Hashem, yet one should not do so excessively. Rather, an appreciation of the beauty now apparent in nature, as in the blooming trees, can be channeled into Kedusha. One should learn from them to grow in Avodas Hashem. On one of the weekly trips from Dacha back to Lubavitch, where the Rebbe Rashab would visit his mother and receive guests for Yechidus, Shaul the wagon driver stopped near a well so that his horses could drink. When they finished, he whipped their backs and said, "Fools, do you think I've given you water for your own benefit, so that the hay you've eaten should be tastier? Not at all. I've given you water so that you'll have more strength and desire to schlep the wagon." Hearing this, the Rebbe sat deep in earnest thought for some time and then said, "The Baal Shem Tov taught that whatever a Yid hears and sees is a lesson in Avodas Hashem. A Yid must remember that he is given his physical needs in order to have the strength to schlep the Ruchniyistika wagon, through Torah and Avodah. One must not err and think that what really counts is the hay just for us to enjoy." When a certain sicha was about to be published, the Rebbe added a note that addresses the laxity found in the summer. He wrote that there are those that are less stringent during the summer with regard to matters of tznius, especially if they are living in temporary residence in the country. Some of them say, "Ech tov ashuv, I shall sin and return," that is, when I return to the city. This is important with regard to the conduct of men, but even more so for women, each and every one of whom is called Akeres Habayis, the foundation of her home.